This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It's day 31 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, the last recording. This is the last of the June short story challenge stories that I wrote this year. Our challenge was to write a cheerful story about death. I twisted it somewhat. And I'm going to tell you now that it is a Basil and Zoe story, and it's about sex. But it's not explicit. It's not explicit at all. Was it good for you? Basil asked me when I came back to myself after our first intimate joining, as he called it. I burst out laughing. Are you really using that line? His silver face was guileless. Is there something inappropriate in the question, Zoe? I wish to ascertain if I pleased you adequately. I know of no better way than to simply ask. I rolled over in his bed and propped my head on my hand. Aren't you supposed to be the galaxy's greatest observer? Couldn't you tell from the way I was practically unconscious? I was aware you had become somewhat absent, but inducing a physical response is not the be-all and end-all of sex, Zoe, even for a synthetic life form like myself. His tone softened. I wish to know if you are emotionally satisfied as well. Oh, Basil. He really was so caring. Yes, and no. I am confused. I tried to explain. Yes, I was in the moment. For a first time, it wasn't terribly awkward, and we fit together rather well, I think. I paused to let him respond. I concur. Good. And you read my responses really well. And God, you already know I love you. I love you also, Zoe, but I am not God, only Basil. I grinned. This was his default response to my colloquial invocation of a deity, and it never failed to amuse me. Okay, good. But why did you also say no? Because, Basil, darling, we, you and me, as a couple, as lovers, we're just beginning, and complete emotional satisfaction would imply there's nowhere else to go, nothing left to experience, and that's not true because we're constantly growing and changing, even artificial life forms like you. That is true. You know, some people refer to that blissed out, semi-conscious, post-orgasmic state as la petite mort, the little death. I am aware, Zoe. And you are no doubt aware that the term is not limited to post-coital bliss, but also refers to the sense of satisfaction one might feel when connecting to a great work of art, or completing a piece of literature, or connecting with a scientific theorem, or... Basil! You are not finished with your thought. Not exactly, no. Please continue. I only meant to say that I observed your circuits getting a little... frizzled there after you, finished. Frizzled? Your auditory processors weren't working correctly, and you were blinking a lot. Ah. Perhaps it would be sufficient for me to simply say that it was good for me, too.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.